堂听 class.com。
二，广州市普通高中毕业班综合测试二。
Text one.
Okay. Have you decided how we're going to get to the zoo tomorrow?
Well, we've got three choices. We can get a taxi, ride our bikes, or catch a bus. Do you have a preference?
Well, a taxi is very convenient, and we'll get there quickly. But it's so expensive. I'd rather spend my money getting some souvenirs. If we take our bikes, we can get some exercise. But we'll have to leave very early, because the zoo is pretty far away. So I guess we should take the bus.
All right, but there is no direct bus to the zoo from here. We'll have to catch the number 7 bus to the train station. From the train station, we can catch the number 12 bus or the number 25. They both pass by the zoo.
Oh, we will have to take 2 buses to get there. That's not going to save us much time then, is it?
I don't think it will. And to make matters worse, there are fewer buses on Sundays, so we will probably have to wait some time for one to arrive.
Well, the weather report said tomorrow will be sunny but cool. And I do really need to get some exercise.
Great, so it's decided. I'll see you at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Okay. Have you decided how we're going to get to the zoo tomorrow?
Well, we've got 3 choices. We can get a taxi, ride our bikes, or catch a bus. Do you have a preference?
Well...A taxi is very convenient, and we'll get there quickly. But it's so expensive. I'd rather spend my money getting some souvenirs. If we take our bikes, we can get some exercise. But we'll have to leave very early, because the zoo is pretty far away. So I guess we should take the bus.
All right, but there is no direct bus to the zoo from here. We'll have to catch the number 7 bus to the train station. From the train station, we can catch the number 12 bus...or the number 25. They both pass by the zoo.
Oh, we will have to take 2 buses to get there. That's not going to save us much time then, is it?
I don't think it will. And to make matters worse, there are fewer buses on Sundays, so we will probably have to wait some time for one to arrive.
Well, the weather report said tomorrow will be sunny but cool. And I do really need to get some exercise.
Great, so it's decided.I'll see you at 8:30 tomorrow morning.
Text 2.
Hello, Julie. I haven't seen you in class all week. Where have you been?
Oh, hi, Mr. Peters. I've been pretty ill since Sunday. In fact, I'm still not feeling great.
Yes, I can see that. You still look a little pale. What was the problem?
The doctor seems to think it was food poisoning. I went to a very nice restaurant for lunch with a few of my classmates last Sunday to celebrate the end of the midterm exams. It was a great meal, too.So many dishes, barbecued beef, roast mutton, and lots of vegetable dishes too.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was, but I decided to get something else to eat from a street stall on my way home, some fried chicken. I ate it on the bus just to help me pass the time. It was silly, really. I wasn't even hungry. Not long after I got home, I started feeling sick.
And you think that is what caused your illness?
Well, it must have been.No one else at the lunch got sick, so it couldn't have been anything I had there. I guess that will teach me not to be so greedy when it comes to food. Anyway, I'm feeling a little better now. I'll be back in class tomorrow.
I'm glad to hear it. And have you been able to keep up with all your lessons?
Yes, my classmate has been bringing me the lessons from your class and most of the others too. But for biology, I have been able to download the lessons from the internet.
Ah, yes.I heard that the science department had started putting their lessons on the internet. I think I should do that too. It really is a good idea.
Yes, it's so convenient. Well, I'd better get back home. It's time to take my medicine.
I'm happy you are feeling better, Julie. See you in class next week. Hello, Julie. I haven't seen you in class all week. Where have you been?
Oh, hi, Mr. Peters. I've been pretty ill since Sunday. In fact, I'm still not feeling great.
Yes, I can see that. You still look a little pale. What was the problem?
The doctor seems to think it was food poisoning. I went to a very nice restaurant for lunch with a few of my classmates last Sunday to celebrate the end of the midterm exams. It was a great meal too. So many dishes, barbecued beef, roast mutton, and lots of vegetable dishes too.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was, but I decided to get something else to eat from a street stall on my way home. Some fried chicken. I ate it on the bus just to help me pass the time. It was silly, really. I wasn't even hungry. Not long after I got home, I started feeling sick.
And you think that is what caused your illness?
Well, it must have been. No one else at the lunch got sick, so it couldn't have been anything I had there. I guess that will teach me not to be so greedy when it comes to food. Anyway, I'm feeling a little better now. I'll be back in class tomorrow.
I'm glad to hear it. And have you been able to keep up with all of your lessons?
Yes. My classmate has been bringing me the lessons from your class and most of the others too. But for biology, I have been able to download the lessons from the internet.
Ah, yes. I heard that the science department had started putting their lessons on the internet. I think I should do that too. It really is a good idea.
Yes, it's so convenient. Well, I'd better get back home. It's time to take my medicine.
I'm happy you are feeling better, Julie. See you in class next week.
Text 3.
Hello, madam. How can I help you?
It's my mobile phone.
I see. What seems to be the problem?
Well, when I first bought it from here, it was working perfectly. I could hear people very clearly when they called me, and my voice was very clear too.
I'm glad to hear it.
Well, that's not the problem, obviously. A month after I bought it, about 2 months ago, I accidentally dropped it. After that, whenever I called someone, they told me they couldn't hear me very well.
Oh, dear. That's not very good.
No, it isn't. But it gets worse. Last week, I was at the swimming pool, and I jumped into the water with my phone. Now I can't hear anyone speaking when I use the phone.
That is a problem. Would you like me to have your phone sent out to be repaired, madam?
Well, my husband suggested I get my money back. But actually, I was hoping you could just give me a replacement phone. I have the guarantee for 12 months with me here.
I see, madam. But the problem was not with the phone, but with your carelessness. So I'm afraid a replacement phone is not possible.
What a pity!
Hello, madam. How can I help you?
It's my mobile phone.
I see. What seems to be the problem?
Well, when I first bought it from here, it was working perfectly. I could hear people very clearly when they called me, and my voice was very clear too.
I'm glad to hear it.
Well, that's not the problem, obviously. A month after I bought it, about 2 months ago, I accidentally dropped it. After that, whenever I called someone, they told me they couldn't hear me very well.
Oh, dear. That's not very good.
No, it isn't. But it gets worse. Last week, I was at the swimming pool, and I jumped into the water with my phone. Now I can't hear anyone speaking when I use the phone.
That is a problem. Would you like me to have your phone sent out to be repaired, madam?
Well, my husband suggested I get my money back. But actually, I was hoping you could just give me a replacement phone. I have the guarantee for 12 months with me here.
I see, madam. But the problem was not with the phone, but with your carelessness. So I'm afraid a replacement phone is not possible.
What a pity!
Text 4.
I try my hardest in school, but I am always just passing by the skin of my teeth. Even though I work hard and give it my best, my results aren't as good as some of the others, so I feel like I am dumber than the other kids. I don't know why I am not smart like they are. I study when I go home, for at least 2 hours every night, and for even longer on the weekends, more than 4 hours on each of those days. Sometimes I stay after school for extra help. You know that. How often have I come to your office to ask for help with this exercise or that? And I always do extra credit. You know, Mrs. Lin, I want to have a good future, be a success, and make my parents proud. They have worked so hard to give me the chance to come to this good school. They have sacrificed a lot to make sure I have all the books and equipment I need. I really don't want to let them down. I know I am young, but what I do now will mean something later in my life. I just know it. But how can I make them proud when I am stupid? What is wrong with me? I try my hardest in school, but I am always just passing by the skin of my teeth. Even though I work hard and give it my best, my results aren't as good as some of the others, so I feel like I am dumber than the other kids. I don't know why I am not smart like they are. I study when I go home, for at least 2 hours every night, and for even longer on the weekends, more than 4 hours on each of those days. Sometimes I stay after school for extra help. You know that. How often have I come to your office to ask for help with this exercise or that? And I always do extra credit. You know, Mrs. Lin, I want to have a good future, be a success, and make my parents proud. They have worked so hard to give me the chance to come to this good school. They have sacrificed a lot to make sure I have all the books and equipment I need. I really don't want to let them down. I know I am young, but what I do now will mean something later in my life. I just know it. But how can I make them proud when I am stupid? What is wrong with me?
Text 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and enter into the fantasy world of the German Big Top Circus. For only $12 a ticket for adults and $6 for children under 16, you will not find better value entertainment anywhere in the city. Come and see Harry the Hunter from South Africa battle with our ferocious lions and tigers. Will Harry finally be eaten by these wild animals? He hasn't so far, but there's only one way to find out for certain. And see our Russian acrobats perform their amazing and extremely dangerous feats. We have 3 2-hour shows every day with a half-hour break in the middle to give you a chance to buy some drinks and food from our refreshment stall. You may even want to buy a souvenir to remember your day at the circus, such as a circus t-shirt, a lion's mask, or a signed photograph of our performers. Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and enter into the fantasy world of the German Big Top Circus. For only $12 a ticket for adults and $6 for children under 16, you will not find better value entertainment anywhere in the city. Come and see Harry the Hunter from South Africa battle with our ferocious lions and tigers. Will Harry finally be eaten by these wild animals? He hasn't so far, but there's only one way to find out for certain. And see our Russian acrobats perform their amazing and extremely dangerous feats. We have 3 2-hour shows every day with a half-hour break in the middle to give you a chance to buy some drinks and food from our refreshment stall. You may even want to buy a souvenir to remember your day at the circus, such as a circus t-shirt, a lion's mask, or a signed photograph of our performers.
Text 6.
Look at what my mum just sent me. It's a photo of my family. Come here and let me introduce them to you. The woman standing in the back row on the left is my sister, Janet. You won't be surprised to hear that she is a dancer with the National Dance Theatre Company. You can see she is so tall and thin and has very long legs. The man in the middle of the back row next to Janet is my father, John. Do you believe that he is already 75 years old? I mean, his skin is very smooth and his hair is still black. He is a retired doctor. The other person standing in the back row on the right is my brother, Chris. You can't see it clearly in the photo, but he is really very strong. He has to be because he is a construction worker and lifts heavy material every day. The older woman sitting in the front row on the left with the grey hair and wearing the dark blue dress is my mother, Margaret. She is a housewife and a really great cook. I miss her cooking so much. The woman sitting next to her on the left is her sister, Mary. She is a teacher and reads lots of books. I think that's why she always wears glasses. Look at what my mum just sent me. It's a photo of my family. Come here and let me introduce them to you. The woman standing in the back row on the left is my sister, Janet. You won't be surprised to hear that she is a dancer with the National Dance Theatre Company. You can see she is so tall and thin and has very long legs. The man in the middle of the back row next to Janet is my father, John. Do you believe that he is already 75 years old? I mean, his skin is very smooth and his hair is still black. He is a retired doctor. The other person standing in the back row on the right is my brother, Chris. You can't see it clearly in the photo, but he is really very strong. He has to be because he is a construction worker and lifts heavy material every day. The older woman sitting in the front row on the left with the grey hair and wearing the dark blue dress is my mother, Margaret. She is a housewife and a really great cook. I miss her cooking so much. The woman sitting next to her on the left is her sister, Mary. She is a teacher and reads lots of books. I think that's why she always wears glasses.